I'm a farmer, centre forward.
Surly Hugh, midfield.
Christine Moore in corner forward.
All right, we'll start with the captain. Emma, County, Munster and All-Ireland success. Years don't come much better than that when you embark on them.
No, not at all. I suppose back in January when we first did our pre-season, little did we know that in December we'd be playing for an All-Ireland final and winning the Munster as well in November. It was absolutely fantastic. I didn't even believe it, it wasn't even in my wildest dreams to believe that we'd actually go and do it, but as the year progressed, I think our motivation and our level started to kick off and it just rolled from there.
Sarah, the celebrations no doubt have been absolutely brilliant since.
Yeah, they've been unreal. Look, we won the Munster in the county as well and the celebrations were so good, so I think the build up for the Ireland final was unreal. So obviously when we won, like, we weren't going to take it easy.
And dead right, Christine. I think the celebration's probably going to the well into the new year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it kind of got everyone down down into Whitegate when we came back, and like they had bales of hay on fire when we came back, and it was like unbelievable. Like it would be your wildest dream, like, and you wouldn't think it.
Yeah, you almost, I'd imagine, you almost can't even really imagine what it'll be like to do it until
yeah, like it's even like thinking about it now, like when people come up and say, oh, well done, you were playing in the match, and like it's still kind of hitting us, I think, how big it was, because we were just kind of, we knew it was a big match, but we were just preparing for the match ahead of us, like, and kind of just thought of, okay, the next match, this is the next 30 minutes, we have to go out and do this. And then when it's actually all finished and you have time to kind of reflect on it, it really does hit you what a big achievement it was. Like, you know.
So we've heard, you know, thoughts from the Ada camp at this stage about the match itself, but Emma, I just wonder, have you watched it a good few times since, or what's the story?
No, we actually haven't watched it at all. We were meant to watch it last week, all of us together, but stuff came up, so we're going to watch it this week, all of us together. And there's DVDs going around, I had it flying around, I'd say they'll be in all their Christmas stockings this year. But yeah, I know it's brilliant, and we'll watch it next week and we'll analyse it then.
Analyse it. God, you're such pros. Emma, if I ask you about the game itself, like, it was obviously a very tight game, then they get a player sin binned and it just opened up, and then the couple of late goals, it was brilliant. It was a real battle, like the scoreline doesn't do justice to that.
Yeah, I suppose the first half it took us an awful lot of time to kind of get off the mark. I suppose we, such a young team as well, the players were very nervous, and it's an All-Ireland. Many people haven't been in All-Ireland before, and I suppose nerves got the better of them, and the conditions weren't great either, and I suppose we were just getting used to that as well, and the bus journey up. And then the second half we went into the dressing room and we just said, look, there's 30 minutes left, it's either do or die really. And we came out and we started then, and we started playing then the last 10 minutes. So we were only a point up with 13 minutes to go or something. And then all of a sudden, when Cardiff's player got sin-binned, the floodgates opened really, and we pushed on from there. And yeah, the score doesn't reflect what the match was. It was such a tight match.
Yeah.
But I suppose we kind of pushed on in the latter stages of the match and thankfully came out with a win.
Yeah, Sarah, that battle and that flourish of a finish, because it's been described as that, when the final whistle went, like, what do you remember of that moment?
Well, towards the end of the match, when we were like getting, like, we were obviously ahead, I think, like, I was just like, okay, blow the whistle, like, finish it up. But when he did, like, oh my god, like, it was unreal, like, I couldn't believe it. And like, when everyone, he was just in shock really, because like, you didn't, I expected when we started, like, when we were ahead, but you still wouldn't expect it.
You don't want to get ahead of yourself.
I didn't want to get ahead of myself that kind of way.
Yeah, Christine, talk us through your goal, because what do you remember of the play?
I don't know, I suppose Hannah got the free, and I roared over to Hannah and I was like, you know, I'm free, whatever. And then she gave Peter a pass, and then, you know, it was my job then to finish it off. So, like, we have the six forwards there and that's our job to get the scores, so I was just one of them.
Yeah, it's a massive highlight of your year, I'd imagine. You know, at that stage, it was one of those ceiling scores for the win.
Yeah, do you know, like, to score in any match is fantastic, like, but for an All-Ireland final, be it a goal or a point, like, everyone kind of put their own contribution to it, but to score in the All-Ireland was fantastic, and, like, to kind of give us a little bit of breathing space as well was good. It kind of just kind of set us down, and then Claire with the second goal was unbelievable, like her dummy and everything into the left hand corner was just fantastic. Like it was really good to finish off really strong, because we knew ourselves in the first half we didn't do ourselves justice, so like to finish off strong was fantastic.
Emma, as captain, you're smiling here listening to the girls recounting their memories, like lifting that cup, making that speech, and then I suppose Hannah with Caledonia, like there's such moments to take great pride in personally.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like when the final whistle went, the emotions that run through you are incredible. Like you're actually lost for words. You can't really describe them. And I suppose going up to the podium, you know, trying to think of a speech, because I didn't have any speech prepared really? Or anything like that. And I suppose just to capture the whole, like, say thank you for all the people that travelled up. Like it was really a community effort, and I suppose that kind of helped us as well. When the times got tough within the match, like, you know, they were clapping away, and I suppose that's in the back of your mind as well. You know, you're doing it for your family and your friends, and I suppose the girls this year, we've got really, really close, and we're more than friends. We're like a little family, so I suppose, you know, you do it for them as well.
And you know, Emma mentions that Sarah, the support, like, there's serious support for Cork ladies football generally, but we see it at its best with the likes of Mourne Abbey and Kinsale in the last couple of years, and ye then this year, as Emma says, the community getting behind you has been brilliant.
Yeah, even like from playing, like, with obviously playing football for so long, girls, you wouldn't really get that usual like amount of people to come to your matches, and to see the amount of people that were actually behind us was like, it was such an addition. Like we went into the match stronger with the amount of support we had. Like, it really adds to us. So it was unreal.
And Christine, like, you've such a young side. You were the minor captain this year, and I think almost half of the junior panel was involved in the minor final as well. Bodes really, really well for the future.
Yeah, you know, it's hopeful when you look at the squad, and like, do you know, our oldest players aren't, you know, they're not old, like, you know, so we're all a young side, like, which is really hopeful for the future. You know, it's just going to build it and to kind of keep everyone there and to keep the success going, hopefully, and bring back more trophies to Ada.
Yeah, 3 in 1 year now is good going. Emma, an average age of 19. As Christine said, like, nobody's leaving this squad.
No, there's not. And I suppose this year we were blessed as well. We didn't have any much injuries at all, so that kind of really helped the squad as well, that no one was injured or anything like that, and we were able to progress with training, and everyone turned up to training, and we were able to have good sessions as well. But yeah, they're so young, and I suppose, like, even the older players, as Christine said, they're not that old either, which is good. Like, there's still a couple of years left in us anyway.
Good stuff. Sarah, a word for your management as well, because there's a team there behind you that, you know, get everything in place for you and leave you onto the field then to play the football, but they deserve great credit.
Oh, definitely. Like, the amount of training that we put in was unreal, but like, we wouldn't have gotten anywhere near an All-Ireland final without them. Like, the amount of work we put in, obviously, like, is evident, but the amount of work you wouldn't really know they put in, like, behind the scenes, and you don't see it, but like, the amount of work they put in was unreal, like, and they're as much part of it as we are, like, that in a sense, that kind of way.
And Christine, I mentioned the amount of minor involvement in that minor county final replay. It was a difficult night for you. It was success for Glanmire on this occasion. A difficult night for football and the whole lot.
Yeah, it was. You know, we knew at the end there's going to be a winner or a loser, and, you know, such a sport, so, you know, you can't all come away with it. But the girls gave it 110%, and that's what we said when we started the match. If we gave 110%, that's all we can ask for. And girls did, and sure, we're all very proud. We're still in a county A final, so it's a massive achievement for the club.
And Emma, we'll give the last word to you as you embark on intermediate football next year. Kinsale did it last year, got to a junior final, unfortunately it didn't go their way, but represented themselves very well at intermediate and went all the way to an All-Ireland final. And with such a young squad, you can hope you can make a big impression on intermediate.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as you said, Kinsale are a fantastic squad, and I suppose we'd look up to them as well, you know, because we know some of the players on it from the Cork setup and down through the years of playing them. But yeah, definitely this next year now, we'll start again with pre-season, maybe in February. We'll give ourselves a bit of a break, but no, we'll start all guns blazing then again, and hopefully we'll take each competition as it comes, step by step, and we'll see how it goes then.
Good stuff. Look, enjoy the rest of the celebrations, because they'll have to continue over the festive season. And thanks a million for joining us in studio.
Thanks very much.